Hey guys, it's me, Andrew. So, Twitch streaming sounds pretty cool. I'm gonna be doing that for the rest of my life now, hopefully. Every Friday from 8 o'clock all the way until, I don't know, until my wife tells me to go to sleep. But basically from 8 to maybe 12 or, depending on what game we're playing, I'm gonna be live streaming. Now, the name is creepy underscore pasta underscore myths. So, same name as the show, Creepypasta Myths. Just look it up. I bet if you type in creepy underscore, it might pop up. But yeah, this will be my first live stream this Friday, tomorrow. So if you're hearing this today, it'll be tomorrow, what is tomorrow? The 20th. Okay. So the 20th of August, I'm doing my first live stream. And then from there on, every 8 o'clock on Friday nights, I'm going to be live streaming. So if you guys are bored at home, or if you guys want to see some idiot play a scary game and get freaked out a little bit, please join me. So yeah, that's basically it. Remember, it's creepy underscore pasta underscore myths, and I hope you all can make it. And I don't even care if it's like two, three people watching me. I just want to see and hear from you guys, because this is the thing. Like, I get a lot of listens and a lot of feedback, but I've never actually, spent time with all you guys. So this is a cool way to hang out. So if you guys can join me, cool. If you can't, I totally understand. Let me know in the chat what kind of games you want to play, or what games you want me to play, and I'll try to go get it, or if I already have it, we can play that. But basically, I'm gonna try to do like a Russian roulette of scary games, and then whatever it lands on, we'll play that. Or you guys can pick. It doesn't really matter. I'm gonna be a little bit more interactive with Twitch, maybe my Twitter, and some other little things here and there. 'Cause, I wanna spend time with you guys, and you guys have been awesome and helped out this channel so much. So, but yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow, Friday, August 20th. Creepy underscore pasta underscore myths. And yeah, that's basically it. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to season 4 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. The Holder of Agony, written by Anonymous. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit something which calls itself the Holder of Agony. The eyes of the person behind the counter will widen in surprise, as if they didn't understand why they recognize that name. They'll sputter for a moment, but their facial expression will soon change to a drawn, furrowed, pensive scowl. They will shudder, turn away, and refuse. You must ask again, and continue asking in a calm, soft voice, even if they weep or scream. Eventually, the life will leave their eyes, and they will lead you, with a shuffling gait, to a room with no apparent number just down the hall. The worker will open the door for you. As you walk past to enter the dark room, they will land a sharp kick on your back, hurtling you into the room. Whatever you do, do not stop or turn around while passing the worker. Please, just trust me on that. The room will simultaneously smell of alcohol, sanitary wipes, and metallic tang of blood. You won't be able to see much until the same door you entered through opens, and the gray light from without illuminates a lanky, cloaked figure entering the room. When the door shuts, it will be darker than before. Immediately, you will feel the cloaked figure press itself against your body. Its bony limbs will jab your ribs and stomach as it says, "I know you." Its voice will reverberate through your entire body, and you will feel every type of discomfort, like you're being watched, being molested, like your foot fell asleep, like you're dizzy, nauseous, impatient. Stand perfectly still. Make no sound, except to ask, "Why are they in pain?" It will reply, in its gut-wrenching hiss,
"I will hold you here for all time, and every night I will molest you, rape you, and murder you.
You will have no time to brace yourself or think, and especially no time to move, before you feel a wicked, jagged blade thrust into your abdomen and come out the other side. You will feel its rough surface grating against your organs. Do not move. Do not speak. Do not scream. The voice will continue.
I will murder everything you love and make them see your face as their killer. I will ruin everything you find beautiful. I will twist your mind until you are grotesque and perverted as the rest of us.
It will not stop. Even as fiery acidic pain lances through your nerves from the blade in your guts. The pain will stop your breath, and perhaps your heart, but you must remain perfectly still. More of the blades will pierce your body, in soft places, in impossible places, and the voice will continue hissing its deadly vows. Its barbaric tortures that become so creatively unhuman and meticulously soulless that you will be in danger of losing your mind. Stillness is your only defense. If you move, the blades, growing in number from 1 to 5 to 30 to 100 or 1,000, if you only had a chance of counting, will tear you away in every direction, forcing every chunk of your flesh and nerve to stay conscious and aware as they rip apart again and again forever. Stay still, even as your entire body is wrecked with agony that couldn't possibly exist. You would be wishing for a reprieve of snake bites on your eyes and razor blades in your nerves. You must listen to the voice carefully, for eventually, it will say one of two things. If it says,
"This glory is reserved for those who have proven themselves,"
then I can offer only my condolences. Your eternal suffering will be so insanely horrible that anyone on earth who has seen your face and heard of your name will have nightmares of your agony. Even they have passed on to the afterlife in heaven or hell. Your soul will be a wasted husk. If it says,
"Your whole existence of forever is untouched by this agony,"
you must reply quickly and confidently. The agony fills us all until they have stopped hurting. For every second it takes to muster your reply through the haze of unbelievable pain, you will suffer from another unique and unerring agony for the rest of your life. If you cannot speak, you will never know another moment without torture. And every day you will consider the prior day's pain to be a tickle of a feather. If you reply correctly, everything will stop. The pain, the hissing, and you will feel the figure, once pressed against you, crumbling into nothingness. Lift the cloak and you will find a leather pouch. Open it only if you know what it would be like for the world to be torn asunder by a plague that even hell wouldn't condone. This torture dust is Object 65 of 538. Don't run, or you'll never know. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.